Dear students, you are welcome to Rohanu Gurugedara Educational Program. I'm Manori Vikramasekara, a teacher from Ananda National School, Tirupitiya. Today, you are going to learn questions in reported speech. First of all, I'd like to recall your knowledge on reporting statements. In changing the direct speech into reported speech, we have to do the following changes. Tense changes. The simple present tense in direct speech changes into the simple past tense in reported speech. For example, is, am. Changes into was, are changes into were, get into got. The present continuous tense in direct speech changes into the past continuous tense in reported speech. Example, is reading changes into was reading. Are reading into were reading. The present perfect tense changes into the past perfect tense in reported speech. Has passed into had passed. Have passed in the direct speech changes into had passed. Then the past tense into past perfect. Example, went into had gone. The present continuous is converted into the past perfect continuous. For instance, were writing into had been writing. But remember that the tense is not changed if the reporting verb is in present tense. The tense is not changed if the reporting verb is in present tense. For an example, Kamal says, I'm hungry. In reported speech, Kamal says that he is hungry. Kamal says that he is hungry. Here, the reporting verb says is in present tense. So, we do not change the tense. And also, the tense is not changed if the statement is a general truth. The tense is not changed if the statement is a general truth. The teacher said, the sun rises in the east. In reported speech, the teacher said that the sun rises in the east. The teacher said that the sun rises in the east. Although the reporting verb said is in past tense, the tense is not changed in the reported form as this statement is a general truth. Okay, children. Let's pay attention to pronoun changes. If the reporting sentence is spoken in first or second person, the pronoun should be changed. The changes are as follows. I changes into he or she. My changes into his or her. Me is turned into him or her, we into they, are into their. Us changes into them in reported speech. You into I or we. Your is turned into my or our. You as an object changes into me or us. Now, let's discuss how the place and the time expressions in direct speech is converted into indirect speech. Now, into then, this, into that, these, those, here, there, ago, into before. Today, indirect speech is converted into that day. Tomorrow into the next day or the following day. Yesterday into day before or the previous day. Now, children, let us examine how to convert questions into reported speech. Okay, please go through the Annex 1. Your class monitor has planned an educational trip to Kandy. The following questions were asked by some of the students in your class. Lanka, where are we going? Sitara, what do you want me to do? Nimesh, can our parents join? Chatu, what did you prepare yesterday? Madhura, did you get permission? Now study how the class monitor reported the above questions to the class teacher. Number 1. Lanka asked where we were going. 2. Sitar asked what I wanted him to do. 3. Nimesh asked whether their parents could join. 4. Chatu asked what I had prepared the previous day. 5. Madhura asked whether I had got permission. Now, children, please repeat after me. I am going to read the question and the answer together. 1, 2, 3. Lanka asked, 1, 2, 3. Lanka, where are we going? Lanka asked where we were going. Number 2, Sitara, what do you want me to do? Sitara asked what I wanted him to do. Number 3, Nimesh, can our parents join? Nimesh asked whether their parents could join. Number 4, Chatu, what did you prepare yesterday? Chatu asked what I had prepared the previous day. Madhura, did you get permission? Madhura asked whether I had got permission. Very good. Dear children, now examine the direct form and the indirect form of the questions carefully. What are the changes that take place? Let's read them again. Once again, please read after me. Lanka, where are we going? Lanka asked where we were going. Sitara, what do you want me to do? Sitara asked what I wanted him to do. Nimesh, can our parents join? Nimesh asked whether their parents could join. Chatu, what did you prepare yesterday? Chatu asked what I had prepared the previous day. Madhura, did you get permission? Madhura asked whether I had got permission. Okay, what are the changes you notice? You can see that in questions also, we do the tense and pronoun changes as we do in a statement. Please look at the first question. Where are we going? This direct question is in present continuous tense. When it comes to the reported speech, the tense has been changed into the past continuous tense. Where we were going. Another point is, we do not use that clause in question form. We do not use that clause in question form. Then, look at the reporting verb. The reporting verb said is converted into ask in indirect form. Okay, children. What about the word order? Please study the examples. Remember, the word order is changed from question to affirmative form. From question to affirmative form. Let's go through the first question once again. Lanka, where are we going? The indirect form is Lanka asked where we were going. Where are we going? Where we were going in reported speech. The question has become a statement. In this question, there is a WH question word. Where? This question word has been used in the reported form too. Lanka asked where we were going. Lanka asked where we were going. Okay, if the direct question begins with the question word, who, where, why, which, whom, whose, how, etc. The question word must be repeated in the indirect form. Children, do all the questions carry question words? Please read the third question. Nimesh, can our parents join? This question does not take a question word. So, how do we convert it into reported speech? There, we use whether, or if. Can our parents join? Answer, Nimesh asked whether their parents could join. Nimesh asked whether their parents could join. All right, now I am going to ask you some questions. Are you ready to answer me? Okay, good. The second question. Read the second question in Annex 1. Sitara, what do you want me to do? Okay, children, now answer my questions. Is there a question word? Yes. What? Very good. Do you use it in the reported speech? Yes, definitely. Okay, my next question. What's the tense of the direct question? Very good. The simple present tense. How do you report this simple present question? Yes. Yes, excellent. As a past tense statement. One more question. Are there any pronouns? Yes. You and me. Well done. Okay, let's read the answer. Sitar asked what I wanted him to do. Sitar asked what I wanted him to do. Then the fifth question. Madhura, did you get permission? Okay, children, now tell me. Is there a question word? You are correct. There isn't a question word. Then what do you use in the reported speech? Yes, we can use whether or if. Okay, how do you convert this past tense question into reported speech? Very good. As a past perfect statement. Okay, then the answer is Madhura asked whether I had got permission. Madhura asked whether I had got permission. Well done, children. Now, I'm going to revise the lesson we have been studying. In question, the introductory verb or the reporting verb is changed into asked. We do not use that clause in the indirect question form. And also, in questions, we do the tense and pronoun changes as we do in statements. We change the word order from question to affirmative. Next point is, if the direct question begins with a question word, it must be repeated in the reported speech. When there is no question word, whether or if should be used in the reported speech. Okay, dear children, hope you have a clear idea about how to convert questions into reported speech. Let's read the given questions and answers in Annex 1 with understanding. Please repeat after me. Lanka, where are we going? Lanka asked where we were going. Sitara, what do you want me to do? Sitara asked what I wanted him to do. Nimesh, can our parents join? Nimesh asked whether their parents could join. Chatu, what did you prepare yesterday? Chatu asked what I had prepared the previous day. Did you get permission? Madhura asked whether I had got permission. Now, let's move to the activity 1. Please read the activity. Rewrite the following questions in reported speech. Question number 1. How do you come to school? Let's write it in reported speech. Teacher asks blank. Let's fill in the blank, children. Is there a question word in the given question? Yes. So, we have to take it first. Teacher asked how. Then rest has to be reported as a statement. The teacher asked how. Yes, you into I. Then the verb come. This is a present tense verb. As you know, when it comes to reported speech, we have to convert it into past. Come, came. Then the answer is, the teacher asked how I came to school. The teacher asked how I came to school. Okay. Question number 2. Why are you crying? Now, I want you to check the followings. Is there a question word? Yes. Why? What's the tense of the question? Why are you crying? Yes, very good. It is present continuous tense. What are the pronouns given there? Exactly. You. Okay, let's convert the direct question into indirect form. Mother asked why. Are you crying becomes I was crying. As you know, present continuous question changes into past continuous statement. The answer is Mother asked why I was crying. Now the third question. Father asked, are you happy? Let's discuss the answer. Is there a question? No, as there isn't a WH question word in the question, whether or if can be used. Are you happy is a present tense question. We report it as a past tense statement. I was happy. Answer is, Father asked whether I was happy. Answer is, Father asked whether I was happy. Okay, then the question number 4. Sita, who helped you? Let's change this past question into reported speech. Let's do it together. Sita asked, then what? Yes, the question word who. Sita asked who. Then we turn past verb helped into past perfect. Had helped. Sita asked who had helped. Yes, me. The object you becomes me in reported form. Sita asked who had helped me. Then the question number 5. My sister, did you get late yesterday? Now, children, tell me the answer. My sister asked. Yes, whether. Why did we use whether here? Yes, as there is no question word in direct question, we used whether. Very good. My sister asked whether I had got late the previous day. Excellent. We turn past question form into past perfect statement. Did you notice the change in the time expression? Yesterday into the previous day. Answer is, my sister asked whether I had got late the previous day. My dear children, now we have come to the end of today's lesson. I hope you will practice more with your teacher. Goodbye, children. Hope to meet you again with another interesting lesson. Stay safe.